/giveblood to find out more. Take a selfie when you donate blood, upload it to your social media with the hashtag #CivicPints, and get yourself some gear and some tickets from us.
Yes.
We'll take a break. We'll come back with more fun on the morning show at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. California's first tropical storm in 84 years has come and gone, but Hillary won't soon be forgotten. There's a huge cleanup underway after entire communities were covered in mud and debris. Joseph Ortega's been digging out his dad's car in Cathedral City.
This is his truck, and he's kind of mad right now. But I told him, like, it's fine. Like, I'm doing what I have to do to get it out right now. Like, I don't mind.
Dozens of people were rescued overnight after they were stranded on a riverbank in San Bernardino County. One is still missing. A new tropical storm, Harold, is barreling toward the southern tip of Texas. Meteorologist Stacey Abrams checks in from the Weather Channel.
A tropical storm warning stretches 200 miles, rainfall rates 1 inch an hour or more, and these gusty winds could take out power, kick up surf, and cause coastal flooding. Heavy rain will last through the afternoon in South Texas.
President Biden is back from Hawaii after surveying the devastation from the wildfires on Maui. Correspondent Don Bacchus from Lahaina.
The devastation is overwhelming.
Looking to console a grieving community and assure them the federal government will support their recovery.
For this, for as long as it takes, we're going to be with you. The whole country will be with you.
New video from that day shows Maui firefighters overrun by flames.
The death toll is up to 115. More than 800 people are still missing. Former President Trump is set to surrender in Georgia Thursday, where he faces charges of trying to overturn the state's 2020 election results. Bail's been set at $200,000. After a series of close calls, the FAA will hold airport runway safety meetings. CBS's Cammie McCormick.
The meetings will take place at 90 airports over the next few weeks. They come after a series of troubling incidents, including a near collision between a Southwest Airlines plane and a small jet in San Diego. The NTSB is investigating 7 runway incursions since January. The FAA saying there is no question we are seeing too many close calls.
A new CDC survey finds 1 in 5 women feel they were mistreated during maternity care, from pregnancy through delivery. CBS's Alexander Tin.
Combined with other CDC data that has tracked rising maternal deaths across the United States, the CDC says their new survey results underscore the need for ensuring respectful maternity care by America's healthcare providers.
Rescuers in Pakistan are trying to save 7 children and a teacher who've been stuck in a broken cable car for hours, dangling hundreds of feet above a ravine. Army commandos who arrived in helicopters have lowered themselves on ropes to try to pluck the passengers out. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Garage Talk, sponsored by Napa Auto Parts. Film composer Danny Elfman is often celebrated for the work he's done with director Tim Burton. But one of his most recognizable scores is the theme song for The Simpsons, which he wrote in his car.
I actually was hearing it in my head while I was watching it. And as soon as I got in the car, it clarified and I heard all the parts.
With nearly 6,000 Napa Auto Parts stores and over 17,000 Napa Auto Care centers, Napa is the fuel that helps drivers like you get up and go.
You wash your hands, you brush your teeth, but how do you clean your nose? With Navage. Navage uses powered suction to pull saline in one nostril, around the back of the nose, and out the other nostril, flushing out allergens, mucus, and germs. And it's why cleaning your nose, the body's air filter, is the next evolution in daily personal hygiene. Navage helps you breathe better, sleep deeper, and snore less, but the biggest payoff is improved health. At Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, and online. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E, clean nose, healthy life.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. An excessive heat warning begins at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning and continues until 9 p.m. tomorrow night. Lots of sunshine this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 90. Southeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies and quiet again. Tonight, lows dip down to about 72. Highs level off around 98. Tomorrow, sunny skies and calm. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 67.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. behind the mic. I am joined by Melissa K.
Good morning, good morning.
And we're here to make sure your Tuesday keeps rolling and having fun. We got good stuff coming up for you. Going to talk a little entertainment news. We got four tricks to keep to quickly find something you lost.
Yeah.
The secrets to judging how good a restaurant is. Along with some local good stories of the day, and we're going to talk a little bit about the Civic Media Blood Donation Challenge and us at the State Fair. We got all that stuff coming up for you. Let's kick off with a little entertainment news, and the voice of Mario is retiring.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Not the most recent voice, Chris Pratt, who was in the digital movie and everything. It's Charles Marnette, who has been doing it since Super Mario 64 game back in 1996.
Awesome.
He also did the voice of Luigi, Wario, and a couple other characters. Charles has passed over for Pratt in the Super Mario Brothers movie, but he did play Mario and Luigi's dad.
Oh, okay.
That's cool that they brought him on for that. I think they probably should have given the voice to him over Chris Pratt, but we know how these things work. You know, big, you know, Hollywood name and everything. You're going to hopefully bring more people, moms and dads. Little kids don't care who's doing the voice.
No.
Which is what
they just care that he looks right.
If you know, studios were actually doing things creatively, you would have Charles doing it because you wouldn't care about, you know, necessarily how many kids are going to come no matter what. They cast Chris Pratt to bring mom and dad, and that's, you know, not what the movie's really about, and creatively really what it should be about. But I digress. Nintendo says Charles is moving into the newly created role of Mario Ambassador, where he'll, quote, continue to travel the world, sharing the joy of Mario and interacting with you all.
Okay.
Charles said, quote, my new adventure begins. You all are number one in my heart. And he's very excited about this. We don't get to talk about voice actors. We never get to talk about voice actors.
Not as much. Not unless they're also screen actors.
Yeah, yeah. I love being able to bring attention to some of the best actors in the world have been voice actors. Look at Frank Oz, for God's sake. look at what Frank Oz has done in his career, what he did in his career, compared to, you know, 90% of actors that we all know the name of. It's one of those industries that I have such a love for and enjoy. So I happy wishing Charles a happy sort of retirement here.
Yeah. Ambassadorship.
Nice. Ken Jennings will take over from Mayim Bialik as the host of the second season of Celebrity Jeopardy. Mayim can't participate because of the actors and writers' strikes. And speaking of, a showrunner says the show will return with fresh material that was completed before the writers went on strike. We're seeing a lot of that going on right now. Celebrity Jeopardy premieres Wednesday, September 27th at 7 on ABC. No word who the celebrity contestants will be. I do want to talk about this just for a second, though, because there's a lot of this going on right now where but producers have been doing a lot of this. But it's also some actors and some of the Writers Guild that have been allowing some independent films to be filmed and worked on. I know Rebel Wilson was a part of one of those that has stopped. That was being done out of a gentleman's almost agreement out of good faith. That the producers would come around eventually and be like, well, wait a minute. It's not about you. It's not about me. It's about the entertainment. It's about the people. But as we all know, like Olmeyer said, all your answers come back to money. And for some reason, people who are filthy rich cannot stop wanting to be more filthy rich. There's never enough for that certain personality types.
It's almost a sickness.
So you're gonna continue to see a pushback on this. It's gonna be the game of chicken is getting right towards the end here, and I'm telling you,
there's only so much material that was already finished before they went on strike. They're gonna run out.
And I'm telling you this right now, and you can go ahead, all of our stuff's podcasted, you can play this back and rub it in my face if you want. Being inside on this story, I will tell you, we are not going to budge. We are not going to be the first to, you know, pull. This game of chicken, they cannot win this game. There is no way, and they know they can't win it. They understand it, but they are so, when they're fat and healthy and on money, on entertainment, why should they care? They don't have a reason to care. And if audiences aren't going to, you know, push back on this, if they, well, my new TV show is on around this fall, I'm just going to go ahead and watch reality TV. We could see a crux here with all of this. But
But there's so many people that hate and despise reality TV.
Yeah. See, this is why I feel very confident. Part of the reason why I feel very confident that we are not going to budge on that. We're not going to be the first one to draw a budge on this. They can't win this one, and they know it. It's just a matter of time.
Yeah.
And I wanted to touch on this great event that we are a part of today, the Central Wisconsin State Fair. That is where we wrap up our entertainment section for today. Melissa's going to be down at the fair. You're going to have a good time.
I am.
Yeah, you're ready to have a good time down there, aren't you, Melissa?
I am. I'm going to be there from 2 to 5 today, so you have to stop down and see me at the Civic Media booth. Say you heard about us being there on WFHR or WIRI, and I get to give you a shirt.
It's so cool. We're excited about this. That shirt is part of our new brand rollout for WIRI. Same station, just a different logo. Updated logo, current logo. We're very excited about.
Shout out. Still has the chicken.
Yeah, yeah. And we got more about that chicken coming up too, everybody. So be on the lookout for that. Very excited about this. Stop by the booth, say hi. And of course, right next to that, we'll have the Truth Booth down there as well. Looking to get to know you a little bit more, go ahead and stop by
share
there.
Share your story.
Tell us
about yourself.
As we're going to go to break here, let's go ahead and take a phone call before we do.
Okay, Melissa, when you're at the county fair, good morning.
Yeah?
Sorry. What's your go-to food?
My go-to food?
Yeah.
It's a toss-up between the mini donuts and the gyros.
Oh, good choices.
That Euro stand underneath the grandstand there at Marshfield.
They're good.
Euro stand there.
Yeah, good stuff.
That's what I'm hitting up today then.
And then you got to dress. Well, you get the mini donuts. They're called mouth beers. Those are really good too.
Yeah.
There.
What's your go-to, sir?
Everybody's got to go get a footlong corn dog.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just a staple at Marshfield.
I'm pretty sure it's in the state bylaws. Yeah, you have to have a corn dog at the fair. You have to,
But otherwise, I'm going to hopefully get there on Saturday and be able to indulge in some fair food and
awesome.
Some entertainment and be able to enjoy the fair. And it's been a couple of years since I've been over there, so I got to get my butt over there and get there. So
good to hear.
Yeah,
good to hear.
Sure.
We'll see you there, sir.
I'll have to try out the corn dog tomorrow, maybe, since the Euro's already on my list for today.
Yes, I mean Euro stand underneath the grandstand.
Underneath the grandstand. Okay, I'll look for that one.
Good note.
All right, guys.
You have a great morning.
Thanks for calling.
Yep, you guys have a great day. Yep, bye-bye.
Appreciate you. Best listeners in radio. Appreciate it. That's a good one. Go on down and enjoy the Central Wisconsin State Fair. It's kicking off today. Everybody have fun, enjoy, and find out more at centralwisconsinstatefair.com. All one word, centralwisconsinstatefair.com. Buy local, support local, everyone. We'll take a break. We're going to come back with and help you find whatever you're missing.
Oh, good.
Finally.
Thank you.
Finally. I can't find where my keys are.
It's about time.
Where are my keys? Well, I'm going to go ahead and look during the commercial break. We'll be back with more.
Good punch.
And mornings on WFHR.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
With one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
If you're grilling this weekend, be sure to have plenty of artisan hearth buns and rolls on hand. Fancy equipment and secret sauces are great, but once you've mastered the basics, it's all about the bun. Your perfectly grilled burgers and hot dogs deserve the best, and with several varieties to choose from, including Wisconsin brat buns, gourmet brioche, French, and onion rolls, the bakers of Artisan Hearth have the buns and rolls your family will love. Artisan Hearth, locally baked, delivered fresh daily.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. An excessive heat warning begins at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning and continues until 9 p.m. tomorrow night. Lots of sunshine this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 90. Southeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies and quiet again. Tonight, lows dip down to about 72. Highs level off around 98. Tomorrow, sunny skies and calm. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 67.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James here with you. Hope you're having a good start to your Tuesday out there. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Got to get into this one, Melissa. We're going to help you find your keys. We are going to help you find whatever it is you're missing.
Oh, good.
So how often is this one of the most universal things that every human being can relate to, losing something or missing something that you just had?
Yes.
Got to be in the top five most universal things that every human being, rich, poor, man, woman, whatever, can relate to.
Mm-hmm.
So here are four tricks to quickly find things you've lost, whether it's your phone, keys, remote, headphones, your sanity, whatever it might be. Okay, we might not be able to help you with the latter part, but yeah, you know, we'll try to deal with the other things. With material objects, we might be able to help you find. And I want everybody to know right away, because I haven't read this, but just looking at number one, this might be a little frustrating. This might be, because I don't know if we're going to get any new information from this necessarily.
Okay.
Check the spots where you've lost it before.
Yeah.
If you're missing your phone, usually by the sink, is your remote usually on the mantle? Look there first, where you usually put these things. That can also, oftentimes that can be a real helper of avoiding it happening again.
Mm-hmm.
I know my dad growing up had the remote spot. And it was always there in that spot, just because he would lose it in the couch or something like that.
Mm-hmm. A place for everything and everything in its place.
Mm-hmm. Retrace your steps. Think back all the long, long time ago to when you lost that item, you know, 5 minutes ago. think back to when you had the item in your hand most recently and try to retrace your steps to do that to that point.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever do this and you really can't remember what happened 5-10 minutes ago? You can remember
sometimes,
like something that happened to you when you were seven, but you know, that pops in your brain. But for the love of God, you cannot seem to figure out where you were 5-10 minutes ago.
It's amazing how, you know, when you're doing something just like without thinking, you're going about your day and then all of a sudden like, what was I doing 10 minutes ago?
Couldn't find my phone the other day, and while I was looking for it, I have no idea why, but like some rare 80s pop song popped in my head. Not one that I've heard in the bumpers here or anything like that. It pops in my head, and I've got it in my head, and I'm straight, like, oh, I gotta mark that down. I want to listen to that song. I haven't listened to it in a long time, and I wanted my phone so that I can so I could pull up the song, and I could not find my phone. I could. So
oops.
Not only do I have this song like an earworm in my head playing just the refrain playing over and over, but I can't find my phone to get it out of my head.
Yeah, because they say if you listen to the song from beginning to end, that'll help, right?
Yeah.
That doesn't always work.
Mm-mm, no. Look in all the seating areas. Places where you sit are magnets for your items. Yeah.
If you have pockets, but also yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a strong point, though.
Mm-hmm.
Look in the couch cushions, behind throw pillows or side tables and under couches and chairs. I was missing something the other day, and I couldn't find it. And I go searching, can't find it. Half an hour goes by, 20 minutes, whatever it was, couldn't find it. It might have been 5 minutes, but it felt like a half an hour. And I'm at that point where, and again, another relatable feeling, where you've given up. You're just done. You're exhausted. You're like, it'll show up, or hopefully it'll show up, or something like that. And I gave myself about 5 minutes to do that. I think I went and brushed my teeth or something. I come back into the room and I'm like, well, I'll try one, but there's no way it could be here. But I'll check here just in case. And sure enough, under my bed, there was a bar. There's a bar that I don't even remember seeing before. And somehow, when I threw this item under my bed, it had nudged right under between the mattress and this bar.
Oh, there it is.
Like, if I was trying to put it there, I couldn't have done it. But somehow, with my big goofy hands, I magically put it there and could not find that item for a good 20 minutes, half an hour, whatever it was. If you think it can't be there, look there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Change the lighting. Now, this one, I've never heard this one before. This actually might be helpful. Sometimes when you change how a room looks, it helps you search with fresh eyes. Plus, this also helps because you might have left something in the shadows.
Yeah. Well, obviously, if you can't find something, turn the light on.
It does seem pretty obvious. It does seem pretty obvious. But
change the lighting. Wait. So if the lights were on, should you shut them off and look?
Actually, why not? You know, give it a try. What's the harm? I might as well give it a shot, right?
I guess.
Have you heard of the doorway effect?
Yes.
Okay. For those that don't know, it might also be referred to as like location effect or that kind of thing. It's a known psychological event where a person's short-term memory declines when passing through a doorway, moving from one location to another, when it would not if they had remained in the same place.
Mm-hmm.
Our brains are, they memorize, they're a simple memory. They while they are amazing supercomputer, the most amazing supercomputer in the universe, we're walking around with every day between our ears. That being said, it can only do so much. It can only process so much. And we tend to, okay, I have to remember this. This is important for a test. This is important for the play or whatever. That stuff we're a little more focused on. But we don't walk into every room and say, I got to remember every item. I got to remember where everything is. So we walk into a room and our brain just kind of maps it out and has that in our register right back there. But it's not detailed like I've got three microphones in this room and one of them has a mouthpiece and the others don't, those kind of things. So when we're walking into a room specifically to find an item, we oftentimes, as soon as we go through that doorway, we'll forget about said item. And so when we're looking around,
what you were looking for,
our brain is just looking at the map that we had before for things. It's kind of fascinating when you think about it, I think. As complex and amazing as the human brain is, and man, they are amazing. We do not appreciate our brains nearly enough. It's kind of fascinating how simple like these kind of things, like just the simplest of things can do that.
Mm-hmm. But then you walk back through the door you came in, and most of the time, at least for me, I'll remember what it is I went in there for.
Yeah, that tends to work for me too.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get into this one, Melissa. The secrets to judging how good a restaurant is.
Ah, yes.
And side note, hope you guys find your items. Hope anybody.
Yes, good luck.
We had a caller email us right away. I'm missing something. They didn't tell us what they're missing. Hopefully they found it.
Hopefully it turned up.
Yeah.
One of these clues helped you.
Mm-hmm. There's a list online where people share their tried and true methods for accurately judging a new place. And there are some interesting techniques. We're going to go over a couple of them with you. And we're always looking for your techniques, 424-2600. The menu. It can't be too big, and it definitely can't be sticky.
Yeah, that's kind of a big one.
Yeah. Also, some believe they should have a physical menu, even if it's a sheet of paper, or just a QR code that you have to read on your phone.
Yeah. Okay, so the QR code, I'm not a huge fan of. I understand why it's starting to be used more commonly, but I don't like looking through my phone at menus, because I like to compare items. And you can't really do that on a phone.
When I'm eating, I really, really try, and I'm not perfect at this, but especially if I'm at a restaurant or something like that, I don't go out by myself, so I'm always with somebody. And if I'm with somebody, the phone's facing down. The phone, every once in a while, I have it tilted on the side, just, you know, because of work-related things. We don't really punch out at this job. It's a 24/7 job. So, you know, I have to keep an eye on those kind of things. But otherwise, I'm checked out of the phone. And I have it put down. So I don't want the QR code menu for that matter. And also, I'm just old school. Like I like having it in my hand. I like being able to see this. To me, and this isn't to each their own, and everybody does things differently. And I'm not saying that it's impossible to have a good restaurant and a bad menu. But for my money, pretty much everywhere I've ever gone that's a good place has a decent menu. It may not make a lot of logical sense, but it certainly seems to be the way. I'll say this. I've been to plenty of places that give you a sticky menu or whatever. They ain't around anymore. Those places are not in business anymore.
Mm-hmm. Well, in places that have a giant menu, you can almost guarantee that a lot of those foods are frozen. Because how else could they make all that food?
Right. Good point.
At a, as somebody orders it.
That's a good side note. The service. People look for servers who care. They have helpful recommendations. Do they note who ordered what? So there isn't an awkward auction when the food arrives and people have to raise their hands for other food. Do they do quality control checks to make sure everything is all right? Others say an immediate red flag is if the place is severely understaffed.
I give a caveat here of... that's a problem everywhere right now.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's not just because... it's not because people don't want to work. It's because people want to work a job that pays a living wage.
Yeah.
And for the amount of money that you need to pay at a restaurant to allow the employees to get a living wage, you know? I mean, there's a lot of give and take here that is being brought to the focus that needs to be talked about.
The two laziest arguments in the universe to me are whataboutism... and, well, in my day, well, when I was growing up, like, I've been working since I was 12 years old. I've worked jobs for pennies. I've worked jobs getting a decent paycheck, worked minimum wage. I also understand that when I was doing this was a very different world than the world we're in today.
Yeah. In 1960, the cost of a house was, less than $12,000.
Right. Yeah. The same people that say these statements also have a brain and have been alive long enough to understand the same logical, come to the same logical conclusion that you and I have. I firmly believe that it has nothing to do with anything like that. It is about a little bit of classism, a little bit of that. I think it's a little of that. I think it's a little bit, too, of, well, I didn't have it easy. Why should they? This like almost childlike like attitude towards fellow adults, where I'm taking my ball and I'm going home. Like that's what it's turned into. This argument started in a logical place back when we were kids, because we've been having this discussion since Melissa and I were children. Everybody about minimum wage.
Yeah,
because
the minimum wage has not changed since we were children, James.
That is just insane. Like I just came close to swearing like three different swear words, and one of them was Italian right there, because that I cannot wrap my brain around that. The price of gum has gone up, let alone every single other item in the world. Why would the pay go? Why would pay stay the same? That doesn't make any logical sense.
No, it's been $7.25 per hour in Wisconsin since 2008.
And you've got politicians like talking about, well, if we have a flat tax, then people want to move here. If we do this, people want to move here. How about if you pay people? How about you take care of the people that are actually here? Let's focus on that first before you start worrying about bringing outsiders and everybody else in, as I say, as an outsider. but
well,
seriously,
you have been here for some time.
But in all seriousness, though, people will give you the answers to where they really stand if you listen to them. You don't have to ask some gotcha question or anything like that. You put to them the stats and the facts of this, everything Melissa and I just said, and if they come back with, well, it's this, or well, it's that, you know where they stand. They don't care about you, period.
Nope.
They just don't give a dang. They're happy. They got a good life. They got a house. They're getting a good paycheck. So they don't care about
you. They got health care.
Yeah, yeah. So that's what it comes down to. So that to me is not a red flag. That to me is okay, I got to have some patience here.
It's a red flag to our society, but it is.
nicely said.
Right now, I wouldn't take that as a, judging a restaurant.
It does make me, though, go in and think, okay, got to have a little more patience. Got to have a little more.
And, a lot of places have it right on their front door as you walk in. Mm. We're currently understaffed. Please be patient.
Yeah.
And they're just upfront about it, which I admire.
Yes, me too. Looking at these secrets to judging a good restaurant, next is the cooking.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. Some people say they like to order simple things at first to make sure the place can nail the basics, but others intentionally order something hard to see if the place has chefs, cooks, or just a microwave operator.
Well, if they have it on their menu, they should be able to make it.
Mm-hmm. this is where I think this whole article gets really interesting. One person says they always order their eggs over medium because it's basically impossible to do perfectly. They don't complain if it ends up too runny or too hard, but they can tell how skilled the cook is.
Yeah.
I think that's really cool. I never thought of that. That's kind of interesting to me.
Yeah, eggs are one of those things that require attention to get them to just the right the way that you ordered them.
Yeah. I've thought about that making eggs myself, but I never thought about that, you know, at a restaurant before. I think that was kind of interesting. How about the clientele? Some say they like to look around to see if it looks like the place has regulars, but they can be good and bad. If they only have regulars, it might just be locals or friends of the staff or that kind of thing.
Yeah, so, I don't know if that's a good judge.
I don't know how good of a judge that is.
And like you're going to be able to tell.
Right. Yeah. Especially a lot of this.
She's doing a poll, walking around. Are you from here? How's the food?
Hi. I was just wondering. Have you been? How many times have you eaten?